From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Austria and Germany opened their borders Saturday to thousands of refugees traveling through Austria to Germany. Many of the refugees had been at the main train station in Budapest, Hungary, before making it to the border with Austria. And now, more refugees appear to be on their way into Hungary, as we hear from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Budapest.
I've been in touch with aid workers who say they are expecting, and they have reports of hundreds more getting through the Serbia's border with Hungary, getting through holes in the fence. Hungarian officials also reporting that the illegal crossings continue and that hundreds more are making their way either along highways or walking along railroad tracks on their way to Budapest. So the situation is not over for sure.
The bulk of the refugees are Syrian, trying to escape fighting back home. Meantime, anti-Syrian government violence spread on Saturday in the country's Druze minority, a day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric in explosions that also killed at least 25. Also, clashes between Islamic State militants and rebels for control of an opposition stronghold in northern Syria continued Saturday. 47 died there. Al-Shabaab militants seized two southern Somalian towns from retreating AU forces Saturday, days after a deadly militant attack on an African Union base in the same area killed dozens of Ugandan soldiers. The deputy governor of the Lower Shabelle region told VOA's Somali service that troops from the AU mission had withdrawn from a key military base 60 kilometers south of Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Cameroon says it has evacuated at least 200 wounded people with twin suicide bomb attacks on the northern border with Nigeria's Borno State, left at least 20 dead. That attack blamed on the Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram. We get more now from Moki Edwin Kinzika in Yaoundé. Sorry, we don't have that report because of some technical difficulties. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has been respected for another week. The truce to end the armed conflict has been marred by deadly incidents almost daily, and the total casualties stand at more than 6,800. In a new attempt to end the violence, the Ukrainian government and representatives of Moscow-backed separatists pledged last week to implement the ceasefire agreement starting on September the 1st. Authorities in Tajikistan say nine police officers, and 13 suspected militants have been killed in fighting blamed on a renegade defense minister who had been fired from the Dushanbe government on Friday. Police said the deaths occurred in and near the capital as security forces pursued militants linked to the ousted deputy defense minister, a member of the country's moderate Islamic opposition. Islamic Renaissance Party of Tajikistan was effectively banned last week for its alleged links to the Islamic State terrorist. Finance ministers and central bank chiefs from the group of 20 leading economies is saying that global growth is slower than had been expected, but they are confident that worldwide economic recovery will gain momentum. It was part of the final communique of a two-day summit in Ankara, Turkey. The defense ministers promised to take decisive action to keep economic recovery upbeat. They also pledged to refrain from competitive currency devaluations, a reference to China's recent devaluation, and a warning to emerging market nations not to take similar action to protect their own currencies. Americans observing the Labor Day holiday tomorrow, on Monday, and all throughout the weekend. President Obama used his weekly address to talk about honoring American workers. Meantime, the White House economic advisor, Jason Furman, warns that any gains with the economy could be affected by the issues of some parts of the global economy. And in sports news, at the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament, Roger Federer and Joanna Konta both advancing out of the third round to the fourth round. Get more news by going to voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.